is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you'd like right here, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And that is the Pro XPN toll-free line with you tonight. It's Ian,
Brett,
and Mark.
All right, so of course you can join us online. Drop by freetalklive.com. You can control the site's content. We've partnered with Reddit to allow you to create the content right there on the front page of freetalklive.com. You can vote up what you like and vote down what you don't over at freetalklive.com. And Brett's joining us from the School Sucks Project. I'm pretty excited because right now we're in competition in a lot of places with Inside Edition. Normally not a show worth watching, but it's they're really doing something good tonight. Inside Edition is reporting on the Robin Hooders.
Yeah, way to thank the people that are helping you out.
Well, do you think what do you think the presentation is going to be? Does anyone know? Has there been any indication?
We have no idea. It could be negative. It could be positive. It could be balanced. I don't know. And when I say that, I mean it's mostly like a Hollywood show, so odds are good. You know, you're not going to get too much value from a show like Inside Edition, but there are a lot of people that watch it.
Yeah.
And the Robin Hooders are going to be featured there tonight, so that much I certainly appreciate.
This is the show, of course, little trivia, where Bill O'Reilly had his famous freakout.
That's right. He used to be, was he an anchor on that show or just like one of their hosts?
He was the anchor. I think we're going back probably to the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And
he had more hair.
Yeah. Bill O'Reilly goes nuts on YouTube. We'll probably get you there.
It's very entertaining. So, of course, we'll take your calls about anything that's on your mind. There's news out of Los Angeles, according to Reason.com, where they are poised to join Boston, New York, and Chicago in treating vaping. I know this one's going to be close to home for you, Brett, because you actually have a vape device, an e-cigarette device here in the studio tonight. According to the story at Reason, they will be treating vaping like smoking, meaning that electronic cigarettes will be banned everywhere that conventional cigarettes are. Yesterday, a committee approved an ordinance that would extend the city's restrictions on smoking to apply to vaping, and the full city council is expected to follow suit next week. As in New York.
Sure, because why wouldn't they just want to restrict people's rights, especially a vilified underclass?
As in New York and Chicago, supporters of the ban, unable to cite any evidence that vaping poses a biological threat to bystanders, focus instead on the semiotic threat. Now, I don't know what semiotic means.
No, but I'm going to know in a second.
Half something.
The,
right?
According to Google, semiotics is a field of study, the study of signs and sign processes, indication, designation, likeness, analogy, metaphors. So because it's like, because it appears similar to smoking cigarettes, that's their reason, apparently.
It puts the idea in your head. Yeah.
According to an excerpt from, I guess, Daily, I'm not sure what the citation is here, but DailyNewsMaybe.com. Lawmakers acted after Jonathan Fielding, director of the L.A. County Department of Public Health, said e-cigarettes threaten to make smoking socially acceptable after years of advocacy to discourage the habit.
We think that this might be the case.
How does not smoking, which vaping is, it's not smoking, there's no smoke, how does that make smoking socially acceptable?
That's a great question.
Considering that you wouldn't be able to smoke where people are vaping if they're vaping, right? Like, it may make potentially vaping socially acceptable, but not smoking.
And if I was vaping and somebody came up next to me and lit a cigarette, I would be like, ew, gross. Get away from me with that.
So his next point, he continues his point here. Again, this is the director of the L.A. County Department of Public Health. He says young people who get hooked on the nicotine in e-cigarettes may then turn to tobacco use.
Gateway.
So that's the argument here, is that your e-cigarette, Brett, is actually going to be a gateway for small children to begin smoking cigarettes.
Yeah. Well, we always forget about the gateways and their importance, right?
Do you believe that?
No. Not at all. I'm sorry. I know sarcasm doesn't always come through everybody. But, I know that didn't the government disprove their own myth, basically, about marijuana being a gateway drug decade ago?
They did. Well, this is a new myth. Now the new myth is that vaping will be a gateway to cigarette use.
If it comes first. Right? So
that's
if something comes first,
here.
It can be a gateway.
Yeah,
right?
So it could potentially be a gateway, although they have no studies or proof that surround that, right?
Mm.
That's correct. Yep.
I mean, I don't know what to say about that. I've smoked. I've vaped. I find vaping to be, you know, honestly, what I like to do at some points was to smoke while I drank. And this was years ago. You know, I'd have a beer or something like that and get some cigarettes, and that'd be fun. But it was always rough on my throat in the morning. Then when I found vaping, you know, sometimes I like to have a beer and vape, and I thought that was kind of nice. You'd be in the, you could do it in the bar, and you didn't have that throat thing in the morning.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, now if you're in Los Angeles, or not quite yet, they still have to vote the full city council, but it's probably going to happen. They'll be banning your use of e-cigarettes in all places. Cigarettes are banned. The bureaucrat goes on with his statement, quote, "We don't want to risk e-cigarettes undermining a half century of successful tobacco control," he said.
I think he's kind of running away with this now, right? He's kind of building on his first point that didn't make any sense at all.
Well, that's how you do a straw man, right? That's what you do. You build a straw man and then you set him on fire.
Yeah, yeah.
"Even if it were determined later on the emissions from e-cigarettes aren't dangerous to a bystander in an outside environment, the existence of devices like this in public places does threaten to renormalize the behavior of smoking," according to city attorney Mike Feuer. Now back to Reason's commentary. Fielding and Feuer worry that vaping, the whole point of which is to avoid the nuisance and hazards of dirty, disgusting, dangerous cigarettes, somehow will make smoking cool and popular again. Although there's no evidence to support that rather implausible fear, there is evidence that vaping helps smokers give up a habit that otherwise would impair their health and threaten their lives. As former Surgeon General Richard Carmona pointed out in the Los Angeles Daily News last week, quote, "Published research suggests that e-cigarettes can play a significant role in tobacco harm reduction strategies since they avoid the toxic byproducts of combustion while providing smokers with the nicotine they crave and the smoking rituals to which they've grown accustomed. Financial analysts opine that within a decade, e-cigarette sales could overtake tobacco sales. I recently joined the board of Enjoy, the leading independent e-cigarette company, because its ambitions are even higher, to make obsolete the tobacco cigarette entirely. A well-intentioned but scientifically unsupported effort, like the current proposal, could greatly impede the effort to defeat tobacco smoking. This regulation..."
Right, you never hear this, is that this never gets put out there in the news, but the fact is, lots of people have quit smoking because of vaporizing, and
yeah,
one of the reasons is the convenience that you can do it anywhere. Now, it's not like smoking. The nicotine is delivered really in a different fashion. You're not addicted to, like, the big hit of nicotine that you would get, and because it's delivered in a different fashion. I don't know how to describe it, but you know, it doesn't provide the nicotine and that big rush, so it's less likely that your addiction is slowly going to be dissipated over time. And oftentimes people just quit vaping too.
Well, there's other options too with vaping if somebody's goal is to ultimately quit entirely, right? Cigarettes usually come in just a couple of forms, right? You have regular cigarettes, lights, and ultralights.
Yeah. And they're all terribly toxic and cancerous.
And they're filled with chemicals that most people don't even know about. It's just that most people are talking about tobacco. If you were just smoking like organic American spirit tobacco, even that would be a huge step in the right direction versus like Marlboro's and, you know, Newport or some other big brand of cigarettes. So once you have all the vape stuff, you have a lot more control over what you're doing. And what I've done, because I quit smoking because of this about 2 years ago, never looked back. Hmm. Smoking is gross. That's the second time I've said that. And I smoked for, like, gosh, 35 years when I quit, you know, almost 20 years.
Wow.
So the vape stuff allows you to work your way down. Like, maybe you have to start at 24 milligrams, you know, in the liquid. Mm-hmm. But then I'm all the way down to 11, and I plan to go to 8, and someday I'll go to 0, and then I'll be free of another thing, hopefully.
Yeah. And if you feel like vaporizing after that, you can do that. There's 0 milligrams, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
The flavor, you can do it.
You can do it because it's, you know, it's that's what I did. It's kind of fun to do.
Yeah.
All right, we'll come back with more here. Just a little bit more to this statement from the former Surgeon General, who's basically saying this is a terrible idea, this regulation. He'll continue, and we'll share your thoughts. If you make them, you're welcome to call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
So, I'm interested in getting some bitcoins.
Well, you could buy bitcoins with cash through a bank deposit, but that's not anonymous. Think about it. Banks won't even let you wear a hat or sunglasses. And they require a signed deposit slip, which catches your fingerprints by design, so any curious bureaucrat can monitor what you're doing.
Yikes. So how do you buy Bitcoins while staying off the radar?
You gotta try MoneyPackTrader.com. MoneyPackTrader.com allows you to spend your cash at Walmart or almost any drugstore or convenience store, wearing anything you want without providing any identifying information, and then receive the Bitcoin safely.
That sounds great, but what's the catch?
There's no catch. Buying truly anonymous Bitcoins can be done in a day and at a reasonable price. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com to learn how to purchase as many Bitcoins as you want with real privacy.
I'm going right now to MoneyPackTrader.com.
That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course, you can bring up whatever you like here toll-free. 855-453, that's the ProXPN toll-free line. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. I was very, very happy that we got to meet with Chase Rachels today, Mark. We had talked with Chase in the past a number of times. Back when he was involved with the Blue Ridge Liberty Project, he has since resigned from the Blue Ridge Liberty Project and is now looking at making the move, and it appears by all effects they've made the move. I don't know if that was
they've made the move.
Yeah, that was the case. So they've made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, which I think is absolutely exciting because Chase is a really good guy from what I can tell, and a real liberty-oriented gentleman, and his wife as well. We're both in town today, and we got to get together with them with several other liberty activists. One of those kind of short notice things. What did you give us notice, like 2 hours in advance, Mark? Something like
that? Yeah, something like that. He got a hold of me earlier in the day and said he was going to be coming through Keene, like to grab lunch. So, you know, I just let some of the activists know, and we had probably half a dozen people out there.
At least, because, yeah, I think we'd have seven, including you and I, there to meet these folks in a very, very short period of time. It's an indicator of how successful the Free State Project has already been in this early stage where we haven't even begun the move yet. The Free State Project hasn't even officially started as far as the move is concerned. The idea behind the Free State Project is to move 20,000 liberty-minded people all here to New Hampshire for those people to then get active in whatever way they feel is best to achieve more liberty in our lifetime. And when I say we haven't officially begun the move, they haven't reached the 20,000 goal. The five-year move window begins after the number gets to 20,000 people who have signed up for the Free State Project. We have around 15,400, I believe, last time I looked. So we're getting there, over 75% of the way to the goal, but it hasn't happened yet. And even at this early stage, we're attracting some of the best and the brightest activists from across the country and around the globe, even. And we're having a major impact in both the political sphere as well as elsewhere. Really, you owe it to yourself if you love liberty to check out the Free State Project. Just go to freestateproject.org and get up here to help us out, because there's still a lot that needs to be done, and we're just barely getting the ball rolling here. There's a lot of growth that we can experience. So again, freestateproject.org. We're talking about Los Angeles. Looks like they are moving towards. It hasn't happened yet, but there's a committee that has approved an ordinance that would extend the city's restrictions on smoking to include e-cigarettes, meaning that you, if you're in L.A. and you enjoy an e-cigarette from time to time, will be prohibited from enjoying that e-cigarette in all the places that you had previously enjoyed e-cigarettes, because that's one of the perks of e-cigarettes, is that you can enjoy them in restaurants and bars and all the places where cigarettes have been banned. Well, now Los Angeles is looking to ban e-cigarette use in all of those places. So it's pretty ridiculous, and even former Surgeon General Richard Carmona pointed out in an editorial in the Los Angeles Daily News last week, in a guest commentary, that this is a terrible idea. This proposal from the city council is a terrible idea. He says that it's scientifically unsupported and could greatly impede the effort to defeat tobacco smoking. This regulation, if passed, would disincentivize smokers from switching to e-cigarettes, since many initially switch for reasons of convenience. It would also send the unintended message to smokers that e-cigarettes are as dangerous as tobacco smoking, with the result that many will simply continue to smoke their current toxic products. And, of course, he's absolutely right about that.
Article mentioned a few other cities, right? Like, nothing surprising, Manhattan.
New York and Chicago.
In Chicago, yeah.
Fielding acknowledges that, now Fielding is the bureaucrat in charge of the Los Angeles County Department of Public Health. Fielding acknowledges that some say e-cigarettes help them quit smoking, but insists that, quote, the strength of scientific evidence to get smokers to quit is not there. Former smokers may think they've switched to vaping, in other words, but what do they know? They probably have not even heard of the precautionary principle.
What does that mean? I haven't heard of it.
I haven't either.
That's three.
Yeah, but you switched from smoking. Apparently, because you switched from smoking to vaporizing, this precautionary principle that this gentleman was talking about is very, very important.
Yeah, it seemed relatively easy to be able to identify what the ingredient, with a little bit of research, you can find out and be horrified by what's in most cigarettes. You can get a list of, I think it's like 50 or 60 chemicals that wind up in the tobacco. Or you can, obviously I do want to see what happens with, e-cigarettes as far as health implications over the next few years. WebMD has a medical team. They released an article saying that there are, from what they can tell so far, after some scientific studies, there are no consequences or adverse effects for the heart.
Excellent.
Which is great. And there's either a vegetable glycerin that makes the liquid, or propylene glycol, or sometimes it's a mix of the two, and some what they either call natural or artificial flavoring. Obviously, things that are artificially flavored can be more dangerous. Natural flavoring is a term that I would like to know a little bit more about, what can be called natural flavor. Yeah. And, there's such a thing. You go into the supermarket, and you'll see there's something called pure honey, which, at a cursory glance, you would say,
that must be pure
honey. That's all honey, because it's pure honey. But it only has to be called pure honey, it only has to be like 15% actual honey.
That's an FDA rule, correct?
That is an FDA rule. There's similar ones like with the term organic. That's become very much a government word.
Fair trade has, too.
Fair trade.
It only needs to be 20% fair trade to be fair trade.
Right. So I like the fact that, you know, what I'm inhaling is something that is, you know, found in things like children's toothpaste. It has a variety of medical applications. That makes me feel a little bit better than inhaling arsenic. But I do recognize that there might be some possible adverse effects
always
of vaping. But it's way better. From the research I've done, way better than conventional cigarettes.
So let's go to the phones here. Benjamin's in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Benjamin. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Do we have Benjamin with us?
Can you hear me?
Got you now. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. I heard you guys talking about the vaporizers, the e-cigarettes, and I just thought I'd chime in with my two thoughts as a teetotaler, someone who's never used any drugs whatsoever. My sister's boyfriend, he used to smoke, and he switched over to e-cigarettes, and he's been weaning himself down. But I hate the smell of cigarettes. Like even somebody who went outside, smoked, and then comes inside, I can...
Yeah, it's really... It's not so great, is it?
It's so unpleasant. But I'll tell you, I've been in a car, like a sedan car with my sister's boyfriend, and he's smoking his e-cigarette. Not a problem. You can smell, you know, a light something, but I've never been like, oh, Ocean, dude, just don't, please, keep that away from me.
Yeah.
Right?
His name is Ocean?
His name's Ocean?
he goes by Ocean Muhammad. That's his full name or whatever.
I've been directly next to Brett when he was sucking on his little pipe thing here, and sometimes I'll smell a little sweet odor in the air, but generally prior to that, and he has a really good one, and that's, I think it's full of vapor, and that's why I smell it, but before that I'd never smelled anything. So, yeah, they're not unpleasant at all.
Yeah, I find it to be very, very pleasant as well. Benjamin, I don't know if you had more. You're welcome to hang on. We can bring you back here in a moment. Get the teetotaler perspective on this. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And coming up, there's some politician who wants to ban Bitcoin. Plus, Brett will be asking, is your brain truly ready for junk food, porn, or the Internet? What does that mean? I have no idea, but we'll find out.
With a little know-how, virtually anyone can hack or track a wireless device.
It's Keith from Block It Pocket with a warning about hackers and Big Brother monitoring your mobile device.
Block It Pocket essentially blocks out any outgoing or incoming signals. Yes, even when the phone is off and the battery removed.
Protect your privacy. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Visit blockitpocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry.
easy to prepare by just adding water, easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LARPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means, cold and flu season. But don't worry, HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course, you're invited to take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Vapors, you are in trouble in Los Angeles. Things are looking bad. They haven't made a final vote on this yet, but the committee of the city council, so subcommittee, has approved a proposed ordinance, which will go into effect if the full city council accepts it, as apparently has been done in some other places already.
It doesn't take a soothsayer to figure this one out.
To severely restrict the use of e-cigarettes, to essentially restrict them to the same places that cigarettes are restricted to, which is next to nowhere. So we'll continue. You're welcome to share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. Plus, if you care about privacy, you really need to look into ProXPN. It's a global virtual private network that encrypts your data. So whatever leaves and comes into your computer will be encrypted, meaning your internet service provider, whoever they are, will no longer have any clue what you're doing. They're right now keeping records, likely, of every site you visit and every search that you make. Those records may be kept for up to 5 years in some cases. So if you want that to stop, you can go to proxpn.com/FTL right now and download the app for Windows, Mac, iOS, or Android devices. Plus, if you are a Linux user, there's a way to get ProXPN working for you. And essentially, so they prevent your internet service provider from knowing what you're doing, but also they protect your privacy from other websites knowing where you are. Because when you connect to ProXPN, when you use their software, it connects you to one of their servers worldwide, which means it makes it look like you're at that location to all the websites that you go and visit. In addition, they get you around blocks online. So if you're in another country where they prohibit you from searching for certain terms, well, you solve that problem by using ProXPN. Just go to proxpn.com/FTL, grab their app, use promo code FTL20 when you're ready to upgrade to their premium account, and that FTL20 code gives you 20% off the price of the premium account for the lifetime of the account. So as long as you have the account, you'll get 20% off, which is a hell of a deal. Brings the price down to about $5 a month when you buy their annual plan. And if you want to save even more, use Bitcoin to pay for that annual plan. You'll save 33% that way. ProXPN.com/FTL. Go grab the app right now. It's free. ProXPN.com/FTL. And ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits. You get all that with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. Remember promo code FTL20 at ProXPN.com/FTL. Benjamin is with us. He says he is a teetotaler. I thought a teetotaler was someone who didn't drink alcohol, but Benjamin, you're defining it as someone who has not imbibed any sort of mind-altering substance?
Yeah, I think traditionally probably teetotaler was used for people who are like prohibitionists and against alcohol. But I don't know a better term for someone who just, yeah, doesn't use any mind-altering substances.
Temperance on all fronts.
Yeah, sure.
Although, so you don't oppose people using alcohol. You wouldn't advocate for prohibition. You just aren't interested.
It's me personally. It's not something I would like to see pushed on other people. This story, though, you know, I think it was New York that was doing the whole e-cigarette ban before. But these nanny states just amaze the hell out of me. The fact that I think their excuse, and I missed the first part of the show, but is their excuse, well, it looks like smoking and it might make children think smoking's okay?
Yes, that's essentially what their claim is. They also believe that that if e-cigarettes become popular, that young people will start with e-cigarettes and then move on to smoking cigarettes.
Or maybe just that people aren't smart enough to know the difference, even. I mean, if we want to stretch it, you know, they'll think they're pretty. I mean, you could tell a regular cigarette from an e-cigarette, but just thinking they're the same. I mean, I don't know. What do you think it's about? Because I'm kind of a cynic in this respect, and I think these people have a meeting in the morning in these bureaucracies and basically say, how can we feel like our existence matters today? You know, and the only way they can do that is to tell more people about new things they can't do. I mean, that's what it seems like to me.
It's really offensive when, to me, the people will lie to get what they want. And, you know, like I consider the truth to be valuable. I want to know what the truth is in any given instance. And if vaporizing was for some reason, you know, dangerous or bad or wrong, I'm fine with that. But in this case, they're not even lying. They don't even have, there's nothing even to lie about. The only thing they're saying is we don't know how dangerous vaporizing is, and vaporizing, and that danger is incumbent upon the vaporizing companies to point out, which of course I think is a very low threshold considering you're talking about smoking being one of the largest killers in the world. And secondarily, they're saying, oh, well, this kind of looks like smoking and it may make some people want to smoke or something. And if they're making that statement, it's incumbent upon them to prove it. So they're saying, prove it that vaporizing isn't dangerous, but we don't have to prove the bullcrap that we say.
Yeah, the other thing, too. Go ahead, go ahead.
Yeah, I'll give you two examples. I love beef jerky, and there's this kind of beef jerky that I'm not a particular fan of, but it comes in like a little capsule, like it's like chewing tobacco or something. And you can, it's like beef jerky shavings, and you can chew it. Are they going to ban that because it might make people think chewing tobacco is okay?
Big League Chew.
Well, don't tell them about it, for God's sake.
I'm a big fan of root beer and, like, ginger ale and ginger beer. Are they going to ban that stuff because it might make kids start to drink?
It says beer on it. Some of it, that IBC root beer, even comes in a beer-like bottle.
Oh yeah. A lot of the bottles are fairly intricate, and if you didn't pay attention, you weren't looking, you wouldn't know. I mean, as far as I can tell.
Well, I always think it's amusing. Is what if you drank this? And I never have done this, but what if you were driving a car and drinking an IBC root beer? Somebody out there
we've done that.
Is such a fan of IBC that they've done this, and obviously you're one of them, Ian.
Well, it was actually Garrett Ian who went through a police DUI checkpoint with a bottle of IBC root beer and was drinking it right in front of the cop. Although, I don't think it was real obvious that it was IBC root beer.
You should get actually an old Smirnoff bottle and just fill it full of water. That'll catch some attention.
I say go for the big old German beer stein with water in it, you know, with the pop top lid that you got to lift.
Well, we did do a drinking game not too long ago here in Keene, New Hampshire. We brought it back. It was during for our shorter term listeners who don't recall the drinking game. By the way, Benjamin, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The drinking game happened in 2010. I was arrested along with Sam Dodson and a girl named Monica in Keene City Council chambers for drinking from bottles that had labels on them that said not a beer. They were brown bottles that had those labels custom made for them. But they used to have beer in them, that we had dumped said beer out and replaced it with water. And they didn't like that very much. They went ahead and arrested us, charged us with disorderly conduct. And then about a year later, right before the trial was supposed to happen, they dropped the charges.
Yeah.
So kind of a tacit acknowledgement that what we did wasn't in point of fact wrong. And in fact, the next city council meeting that had happened, so there was one where at which we were arrested, and then 2 weeks later they had another one, and people actually came in from different parts of New Hampshire to participate in the drinking game at Keene City Council chambers, and they were not bothered in any way, shape, or form the second time around. And so it was in 2013 when we brought the drinking game back. This time we brought it back for the inauguration of the mayor, actually, the very end of 2013. And we were left alone. They didn't mess with us this time, so we've won that one.
Yeah, this was one of the better examples of I guess we could call that a kind of theater, a kind of performance.
For sure.
And I wish it didn't have to be that way because, you know, I wish there were more people who would just do these things, not in a theatrical way, but in a protest way. And what I mean is that, you know, government checks in with people. The TSA is a great example. The TSA comes along and the government puts their fingers on the pulse of the American populace. And they say, oh, this doesn't bother you? Oh, great. Maybe we'll move them to the train stations. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're okay with that too? Well, maybe they'll be on the road soon with you. And when the public kind of just tacitly offers consent to that, the government goes on to the next thing that they're going to do. So I think that's what we see happening in a lot of these cities, is that people have acquiesced to every, you know, regulation or
right.
law that's been passed.
If you don't stand up for your rights, how can you expect to have it?
Absolutely.
So we'll come back with more here. You can share your thoughts here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More on the way. Your call's certainly welcome. Also, we've got Skype. I forgot to mention that. You can contact us on Skype via username lrn.fm. More Free Talk Live.
Did you know that a Nobel Prize was awarded for a medical discovery that improves your sexual performance? It's true. Nitric oxide was discovered to improve your sexual performance. It also miraculously improves your heart health, blood pressure, energy levels, your immune system, diabetes, arthritis pain, even your memory and mood. That's why millions of men and women have begun taking nitric oxide boosters as daily supplements. And right now, we're releasing free bottles of peak nitric oxide so you can discover the benefits for yourself. Be one of the first 100 callers at 1-800-941-9499. After extensive research and clinical tests, nitric oxide has been described as the miracle molecule of the 21st century. Taken once a day, you'll not only begin feeling years younger, but we'll also send you free test strips to prove it works. Discover how to get your free bottle of peak nitric oxide and free test strips at 1-800-941-9498. Be one of the first 100 callers. 1-800-941-9498.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the No-No hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for No-No hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my No-No. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you'd like here. Toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got all kinds of features on our site. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. You will find links to Amazon there. There's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and of course Amazon US. You just click into the right Amazon for you, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. Whatever it is you're buying, Free Talk Live gets a cut when you start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. Coming up, Texas Bitcoin Conference. It's happening March 5th and 6th, and I'm very excited, Mark.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
It's been a year since I've been to a Bitcoin conference.
It's less than a week away.
I know.
Or a week away.
Yeah,
a week away.
That's right. 1 week from today, we will be in Texas. We're going to be broadcasting live from the Texas Bitcoin Conference. There are going to be several big announcements made at this conference. You're going to want to be there to experience that, plus three tracks happening at any given time, meaning there's always something of interest for you to see. There will be a hackathon as well. You're going to not want to miss a minute of this event. TexasBitcoinConference.com. All kinds of great guest speakers will be there from the Bitcoin community as well as the Liberty community. TexasBitcoinConference.com. I don't know when online registrations close. We should probably figure that out if they do close it at some point before the conference starts, but presumably it's still open. TexasBitcoinConference.com. Look forward to seeing you there.
Yeah, considering that Bitcoin is now over with the closing of Mount Gox, you can...
That's right. This is going to be a Bitcoin funeral.
It's a farewell. Right? You can go. As a matter of fact, Bitcoin now crashed up from about 400 yesterday to 590. This is a tremendous increase. Looks like almost 50% of the price from its low.
Oh, did check TexasBitcoinConference.com. They are selling tickets online right through Tuesday. So you've still got plenty of time to go grab your tickets. You can always pay at the door. If you want to pay more, you can pay at the door. But we'll see you there, TexasBitcoinConference.com. So our toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. Vapers are under attack in Los Angeles this time, where the Los Angeles City Council may very well be voting soon, and they may vote to ban the use of e-cigarettes from the same places where cigarettes are banned. I think it's absolutely tragic. It's unfortunate. And I think it brings me back to a point you were making, Brett, about how people just aren't willing to stand up for themselves. People are not willing to do anything that puts them at any risk.
Well, they probably don't even know. I can't imagine what the percentage of people in Los Angeles that vaporize or people that might care about this issue, if they knew about it, simply don't know.
You don't think the word's going to get around about that? I mean, that's a pretty big deal. Like, everyone who vapes in Los Angeles is going to be forced to be outdoors, forced to be put away from other human beings.
There's probably a lot of outdoor places where you wouldn't even be able to do it anymore. And, I mean, what we've seen with California over the last 15 or 20 years politically is it's a pretty compliant population. They're putting up with a lot there right now. Even though they do have some weird freedoms that are absent from many other places in the country, as far as marijuana is concerned, not total freedom, obviously. California is a place that I think, even though it is so beautiful, you guys been there?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
oh,
wonderful weather. There's no doubt about
the
it.
The weather is wonderful. I mean, you can be
warm weather buys statism, is from what I can tell.
Yeah, there are places where you could be skiing in the morning and at the beach in the afternoon mm-hmm. with not too much driving. You know, it is an amazing state as far as its beauty and its weather. But
it also has the advantage of being giant. I mean, if you put the 50 New Hampshires that would fit in California or whatever the number is, then you wouldn't have this amazing fact that you can go skiing in one place and be on the beach, sunning yourself in the other. Do you understand how it's just some lines that were drawn on the map?
No, it's a little more
the entire Western Seaboard.
It's a little more wondrous than you're letting on because of it's the Sierra Nevada mountains that are in California that are much higher than the Green Mountains here in New Hampshire.
Certainly so, interesting.
You know, and because the California, especially Southern California, doesn't have much of a winter, you could, in certain places, maybe even in Tahoe, you could be skiing and at the beach in the same day without a plane ride, which is pretty cool.
No doubt. I always enjoy visiting California, but it's not somewhere I'd want to stay because of, as you said, people are compliant. But it's certainly true of California as it is in most other places. Most people are compliant most places.
That's
and
true.
That's why we get what we've gotten, which is more government, more state involvement in our lives, more restrictions, more bans, more taxes, more regulations, more obedience being shoved down our throats. Constantly, because we're willing to put up with it. Most people are willing to do it, whatever they're told. They may not like it. They'll complain about it as they go about doing it.
Well, grumbling's allowed.
Yes, that's right.
Well,
you can grumble.
They talk about the freedoms you have in this country, and that's certainly one that we still retain.
Yep.
You retain the right to grumble. Now, many of the other folks will complain about your grumbling. They'll grumble about your grumbling. And some of them may even suggest that they support your right to grumble, but if you just shut up, they'd be happier. But that's generally what you get. I mean, that's really what the rest of the country is about, is we want as bad of a government as possible so that we can grumble about it.
Let's go to Russ. He's in New York City. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Russ.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Russ. Go ahead with your thoughts.
So I heard you talking about how it was possible that maybe the vapors don't know about this upcoming legislation, and I just wanted to let you know they know.
Okay.
In I've been doing activism for electronic cigarettes for a long time, and we've got pretty good statistics on what people do and who is being reached. There's an organization called CASA that's been fighting these vape bans for the past 4 or 5 years, and we know that people know about it, and we know that the vast majority don't show up. Less than 5% are even willing to send an email or really do any, let alone show up at these bans. And it goes beyond just the people who are using it. There's a ban in Connecticut coming up later this week, and we've been contacting business owners, people who own vape stores that with this Connecticut bill, would be put out of business literally overnight.
Aww.
We call, we tell them, and they say, well, I'm really busy, and then we say, well, you're going to have a lot of free time soon because you're not going to be able to sell anything. It's just the general apathy that it's not endemic to vaping. It's everywhere in the political landscape, but even
so though
all these things are happening and more warnings, this is going on, call your representative, they do nothing.
What would be the legislation that you're talking about that could put, I mean, I understand like a public ban as far as like the same areas as smoking is concerned. But what would put a vape store, and I was in Connecticut for 3 months not too long ago and visited some lovely startup vape stores there, so I hope that doesn't happen, but what's on the table that might put them out of business?
This one's really nasty, and we can't even figure out if they knew what they were doing or they're just stupid. We don't know. The thing that they put in this proposed legislation is that would put a store out of business overnight regards labeling. What they're asking is for a label to include the information on the nicotine yield of the product. Now, nicotine yield is different than just putting the strength of nicotine, which is on virtually every bottle of e-liquid used in an electronic cigarette. Everybody does that. They're asking for nicotine yield. Nicotine yield is a measure of the nicotine that is actually absorbed by the human. Now, they can do this with tobacco because they have the process, and they do it in tobacco, and that's what they do for tobacco. For e-cigarettes, that technology, that equipment doesn't even exist yet. So it would be literally physically impossible for these stores to comply with that law. Therefore, they wouldn't be able to sell anything.
Yeah, they'd have a lot of free time after that.
And so this is going to affect the entire state of Connecticut if this goes to effect.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Now, what has happened in New York City? You're calling from New York City. There's another story from Reason.com where they have apparently extended their smoking ban to e-cigarettes. Are you aware of the status there?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. That started in May of last year where they introduced a bill that had some peculiar wording in it. It didn't actually even mention e-cigarettes, but because it wasn't very clear, we thought that it might affect e-cigarettes. So we had like 40 people show up and say, hey, listen, you know, can you change the law to specifically exclude e-cigarettes? Because unless you're trying to do that, you might be. And they said, no problem. They said, here. And we even gave them. We're like, all you got to do is cut and paste this. Here, we'll give it to you. We'll put it in. They said, no problem. We have audio of them saying, we don't want to regulate e-cigarettes, the whole thing. And then a few months later, they went behind everybody's back, first by introducing a ban on selling e-cigarettes to 18, 19, and 20-year-old adults, and then at the end of the year made a big push by releasing information on the Wednesday afternoon before Thanksgiving that they were going to vote on a use ban across the state. So that did pass, and so Bloomberg signed that on his last day or second to last day in office, and his goes into effect 120 days after. So I guess that puts us at the end of April. So what we're going to be doing is we're going to go to City Hall in the beginning of May, whenever the Health Committee is meeting to ban something else, probably, and we're going to just show up to speak and start vaping and demand that they arrest us.
Well, what so you say be in violation. That's heroic.
Yeah, what you say can't possibly be true because it sounds like there's no transparency in New York government.
Russ, let us know how that goes, will you? That sounds very exciting.
Yeah, sure, we'll do.
All right, look forward to hearing from you when that happens. Mass civil disobedience coming to New York City. Very exciting. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on Love Connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, well, they just cover it. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth, for 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glidden has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called Cell Shield RTQ. Cell Shield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin, and quercetin is a natural antihistamine that doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's Cell Shield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.